This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got the number for 2016 gross domestic product growth this year, a rather measly 1.6%. But being as we are at a pivot point in economic policies, we figured this would be a good time to talk about presidents and governments and how much economic influence either of them have. Mark Levinson is an economist and a historian. His most recent book is called An Extraordinary Time, The End of the Postwar Boom and the Return of the Ordinary Economy. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Kai. Glad to be here.
How much power does a government have to drive economic growth, I guess?
In the near term, the government has a lot of power to drive economic growth. In the longer term, surprisingly little. Here's what I mean. In the longer run, the rate at which the economy grows depends mainly on the growth rate of productivity. Productivity is essentially how much output a worker can produce in an hour's work. And governments have really little control over that. They can do some things that will help in the long term. They can give us a good transportation system. They can help us have an educated workforce. But the president is not going to find a button on his desk that he can push to raise productivity. It's just not that simple.
So let me ask you then to put on your behavioral economist hat as opposed to historical economist hat and ask this question. Why do people put so much faith in government to improve the economy?
We had a period after World War II when the economies not only of the United States but of all of the advanced countries grew faster than at any time before or since. And of course, governments claimed the credit for that. We had economists saying, hey, we now have the expertise with fancy tools like computers and linear programming. We can assure fast growth and low unemployment forever. And then it all went bust. And people have continued to expect governments to deliver much faster economic growth than they're able to deliver.
Do me a favor and help me understand this sort of part of the economic growth equation. We, you know, historically have grown plus or minus 3% annual gross domestic product growth year over year. More recently, it's been 1%, 1.5% average growth. What does that translate into for the folks actually living out there in the economy? What does that mean?
If you've got 3% economic growth a year, that means that on average, a person's income is going to double in the space of probably 23, 24 years. Okay, if the economy is growing at 1.5% a year, it's going to take 50 years for people's incomes to double. So you understand why people are upset about this. People would like to see their living standards rising steadily. People would like to feel that their children are going to have it better than they will. When the economy is growing 1%, 1.5% a year, it's a lot harder to see that.
So what does it look like then in the first couple of three-ish years of a Trump administration with the headline numbers being really nice for the economy, right? Full employment and low inflation, but with growth that is not where we want it to be.
What I think we're going to see here is that we will get some initial boost in economic growth, but whether we will have faster productivity growth is really an entirely different question. There are a number of things that people talk about, reducing regulations, for example, making it easier for banks to lend money, things like that that might have some effect on productivity, or they might not. These things really can't be foreseen.
Mark Levinson is an historian. He's an economist as well. His most recent book on the topic at hand is called An Extraordinary Time. It's about economic growth after the Second World War. Mark, thanks very much.
Kai, thank you.